It's Andrea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you Stevenson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, as a mum, you know, tell me what it's like when you know your daughter's dad's on the TV.
So Fizz, she's very proud of her dad and she knows the work that he does. But when Pete phones and says, I've been deployed, she gets really upset and says, I can't take my daddy, I want my daddy here. But then she understands what he's doing and the work he has to do. And as long as he keeps in touch and with her, then she's okay because she's hearing his voice and that's reassuring as a dad. And I think he needs that from her as well. And he gets great pleasure from hearing what she's been doing. So we text and say, I've done assembly today. And he says, I'm so proud of you. You know, keep that going for us and for the people of Haiti. And that's what she wants to do. She wants to be supportive. And she's very much like him in that way.
As a family, how does it feel to see him on the TV and to know that the kind of work that he's doing?
I'm proud that he's out there doing the work he's doing, but also the drive that he has and his personality. And he just wants to help and it'll just be go, go, go while he's there. And I think the camaraderie between the whole of the men there, it's a team effort and it's important that they have the team effort here back home supporting them. And as long as they've got that, they've got the drive to continue saving people and they'll stay there until there aren't any more casualties to rescue.
Now, Sophie says that she gets involved a lot. There's loads of these assemblies and things like that. So I imagine that there's a little bonus there for her education-wise.
Yeah, Thorpe Primary School have been very, very supportive. And the compassion and the love that all the children and the staff have shown at Thorpe has been very, very supportive and is a nice added distraction for Sophie. And supportive in sort of what all the families need really is just people to just understand what it's like, and that's all we ask, you know, for people to continue supporting everybody out there and the people more than anything.
As a mum, how do you support her when dad is deployed to areas like this?
We do a scrapbook. So she's in the middle of doing a scrapbook and piecing together pieces out of the newspaper to show daddy when he gets back. She's in the middle of doing a poster that says, welcome home, daddy. And and you do a little diary of what you've been doing every day so that you can share that with daddy when he gets back, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you think she fully understands the kind of role that he plays out there?
Not completely, but I think she has a good overview in watching them on the news. Yeah, I think it's a bit surreal when she sees it on the television.
And when you hear of another tremor, the aftershocks, which are inevitable, how do you relay that? Or do you keep some of it back?
No, I'm quite open and honest with her. I think it's important to do that because the news is everywhere and she's listening to it on the radio, etc. So she needs to know. And as long as she knows that daddy's okay and she sees the texts coming through, I'm okay, we have been deployed to another area 100 kilometres away from Port-au-Prince, and she knew that yesterday straight away, and that's what she needs to know. Know where he is.
And he has, like Sophie said, become a bit of maybe a local celebrity now with it. How do you think he will handle that?
Pete will handle that. Yeah, he'll handle that when he gets back, yeah. He'll want the support to continue. So when he came back from Pakistan, he did a lot of speaking and was rewarded for that. And he's doing it on behalf of a team of people, and that's important for that to continue, for the work to continue and the training to continue for the next time.
I was around at my friend's at the weekend, and I don't know if it was Pete because I didn't see the name come up on the screen, but my friends shouted me from, I was in the kitchen, there's some Manchester people out there. And of course I knew because we'd been speaking to them, and there was a sense of pride that there were people from the area out there helping. So is that the kind of sense that you get from people?
Yes, it is. Yeah. People are very proud and are saying to Sophie, and I think that's really good. And to the rest of the family, you know, Pete's mum and his girlfriend and the rest of them, it's really important that they all hear that too. Yeah.
You're a nurse yourself, are you?
I'm a Macmillan nurse.
Okay, so it's a bit of an emergency kind of forces. Do you think she will go in that line?
Not sure. I'm sure she's a very caring nature, I'm sure she'll go into something which involves being around people. I'm sure she will.
Yeah. But not the fire service, because you get too dirty. Lovely, right. Okay, I'll stop.